कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्. We are discussing the 1000 names of Devi. So today we will discuss the 5 names, starting with the 131st name till the 135th name. So the 131st name is Om Shanti Matyai Namaha. Shanti Mati. So here Shanti Mati. Here Shanti means one who has patience. One who is so patient. So it's very easy to understand Devi's patience, because Devi is Mata. Devi is Shri Mata. So the first Nama itself is Devi is Shri Mata. Devi is Mata. So a mother, or the tendency or the emotion, we can say emotional feeling of motherhood. Motherhood is something which has the maximum patience in life. So we'll have like a lot of patience if we are a mother. We have that motherly attitude towards something. And since Devi is the mother of the entire world, she'll be always patient. She is the peak of patience. And add to it that Devi is also Ishvara, that means a realized state, Nitya Mukta Avastha. So a Jivan Mukta is a person who has patience listening to things or attending to things. So such a person has all the patience in the entire world. That's the reason we don't need to look any further, but we can look at Amma and understand as to what is patience. When Dayamrita or any other Swamiji, Shanta Amrita or Amrita Atmanandapuri, they speak, they give their discourse, Amma sits there amid us. She doesn't have to sit there. She could do something else. She can take some rest, but Amma sits. That is because Amma is patient. Whatever the Swamiji is speaking, Amma knows all those. If only like we try to put ourselves in Amma's shoes, we will find how difficult it is. It is very difficult to listen to something which we already know. We cannot listen to what we already know. We will say, oh, I know. Shut up. That's what we will say. Or we will walk away from the place. But Amma knows that, and still she sits there with all the patience. So with Balakrishna Nair also we can see that. So once, I remember long ago, 1991 or 92, around that time, like once when we were sitting in front of Balakrishna Nair listening to his Brahma Sutra Bhashyam, Brahma Sutra discourse, commentary on an exhaustive commentary on Brahma Sutra, suddenly power went off. So if power goes, like when we are watching TV, or when we are involved in something and power goes, immediately we become angry. That's what happens. But Balakrishna Nair remained calm. He didn't speak because he is like already 70-75 years old. So his voice will not be heard. He remained calm. He remained silent. And in that silence, not only there was silence, but his face was shining like any other normal way or at any other point of time. So that is patience. Patience is not just with dealing with people or things, but patience is also when we are able to remain unaffected when things are not going as per, or things are not going favorable for us. So in unfavorable situations, trying to remain calm, that is also patience. It requires a lot of patience to do that. So here it means Devi is Shanti Mati. So Devi has patience. So this patience of Devi is like the patience of a Jivan Mukta. That's why a guru, a real guru, is always patient about his disciple. things as much as possible. Any number of times it will be explained because there is patience. That's why we see Shvetaketu being instructed by Uddhalaka 9 times. If somebody does that, like if we are a guru, then we know how we would react. Immediately, the second time the same question comes, we'll start scolding. Third time, we'll not even attend the call, we'll cut the call. That's how it happens with us. But with a realized person, there is always patience. As Anand Amma says, this is one of the quality that can take us to realization. So what Lalita Sahasranama is trying to tell us here is that we need patience in life. We start in the spiritual path, we start learning things, but it takes quite a lot of effort. We have accumulated quite a lot of sin. So it will take time to remove all those. It's like a mirror which has a lot of dirt in it. So it cannot be removed by blowing or just wiping it once with a cloth. It's a lot of dirt, and that dirt, removing that dirt or those dirt will take a lot of time. Therefore, we have to be patient. If we are not patient, we'll start in the spiritual path. After a few years of trying, we'll still not feel that we are progressing, and then we will quit. That's what would happen. So we need patience. So we shouldn't confuse patience with our lack of implementation. That is entirely different. Patience is when we have implemented something and still it is taking time. That is patience. And lack of implementation is different. We can sit inside the car and say, oh, I haven't reached the goal, but I should be patient. What is the point? Why haven't we reached the destination? Because we haven't started the car. Unless we start the car, we will not reach the destination. So sitting in the car and not starting the car and saying that I have to be patient, that is not patience. It is lack of implementation. Whereas when we have started the car, we are going to the destination, towards the destination, there is some traffic, then we have to be patient. We have to say, like Amma wants me to spend some time in traffic, some time understanding as to what is happening in the world. She is giving me more opportunity to chant my mantra. She is giving me more opportunity to sing bhajan, sing her names. It is good. That is patience. It's easy to confuse patience and lack of implementation. Both are entirely different. There is a fine line between both. It might appear as both are one and the same, but it is not. With this particular nama, Devi's Bhakta Anugraha Varnana is over. So from next nama onwards, Nirguna Upasana, Devi's real form, real nature is being explained. So we know that Nirgunam, or Devi's state, that state of non-duality, that state which is beyond everything, Desha Kala Vishaya Ativartiyat. So Shankara defines in Viveka Chudamani, Desha Kala Vishaya Ativartiyat, that which stands beyond Desha Kala Vishayam, beyond all limitations, that which is not at all part of the world, that which is untainted by the world, such that is the real nature. Till now, whatever has been explained is at the Vyavaharik level, when there are Shishyas, when there are Ajnanis to help them get over it. But now comes the real nature of Devi, the real nature of Devi as Nirguna Brahman, as Advitiya Satyam, as that Satyam which alone exists. So all the previous namas are helpful for a sadhaka in the spiritual path, understanding that there is a truth, the truth of Devi is always there with us. Whether we like it or not, it is always there. We just need the desire to seek the truth. That is enough. That is enough for us to escape. That is what those namas say. But now the next few namas, they say that only Devi exists. Whatever is there is Devi alone. Nothing else exists. That is clearly brought out. That is what is being explained in the next namas. So till now we try to understand the various namas of Devi with respect to Advitiya Satyam. The next namas, we don't have to do that because the next namas speak about Devi alone as being present. So the meaning of those namas becomes very clear. We don't need any deeper implement, deeper import or explanation for that. They clearly point out the Advitiya Satyam. So the next nama is Om Niradharayai Namaha. So Adharam. So Adharam. So there is a song of Amma. Padaravindangal. Adharam Niyendru. Arindhen Amma. Adharam. So anything in the world, anything which is relative needs an Adharam. So Adharam means a substratum or something which supports, something which gives life to other things. And Devi is Nirguna Brahman, Devi is Brahman, that Brahman which is the basis for everything. So it is the basis for everything, it is the Adharam for everything. If it is, I have to be the Adharam for everything, then it itself doesn't need any Adharam. So that is what Shastra says. Janmadhyasya yataha. Brahma Sutra says as Brahman is that from which the world has come, in which the world resides, and onto which the world merges. That means Brahman is a substratum. So it is that substratum which doesn't need any other substratum because it alone is real. So there is only one state, one situation where an entity is without any Adharam. That is when it alone exists. When there is duality, there needs to be some Adharam, some relation, some yogam, which itself means there is a kind of Adharam. Absolute entity should be there. So that absolute is without any Adharam. So that is what is meant here. Niradharam, nihi Adharam. Without any Adharam. Devi doesn't have any Adharam. Devi is that consciousness, that chit which doesn't need any other entity for its existence. It itself is proof of its own existence. Swayam Jyotihi Bhavati Esha. This is what Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says. Swayam Jyotihi. It is Swayam Jyoti. It doesn't need any other Jyoti because it itself is a light. It doesn't need any substratum. It doesn't need any dependencies because it is independent. It exists of its own. It is enough for its own existence. And that Devi is the I, the self in each one of us. That is Brahman. That is that which says, I exist, irrespective of any situation. When we are suffering also, nobody doubts whether we exist or I exist. When we are happy as well, we don't doubt whether I exist. When we are ajnanis, we don't doubt whether I exist. Even when we are jnanis, we don't doubt I exist. The I still remains the same. I is always there. That I is Devi. That I is Devi of Chit. Devi of the nature of Chit or Advitiya Satyam. Next nama is Om Niranjanayai Namaha. So Devi is without any Adharam. So Devi is without any Adharam also means that Devi doesn't have any relation to anything else. That is because she is Advitiyam. So Devi is Advitiya Brahman. That means there is no Samyogam. If there is Samyogam, there will be some kind of other Adharam. So the world is relative. Relative world. Things are related to each other in the world. Therefore, it needs an Adharam. But here Devi is without any Adharam, which means she is without any other entity, any relation. If there is no relation possible, then in that case, there cannot be any dirt or impurity. So dirt or impurity, when we say that this cloth is dirty, what we mean is that the cloth is made up of threads, and something other than the threads get sticked onto the cloth, get associated with the cloth or the threads. That is what we call as impurity. When we say somebody, oh, he is not a wanted person, what we mean is the person is not a part of the house and he comes inside. That is possible only when there is association is possible, which also is in a way saying that the entity has parts. Since Devi is Niradharam, she is Advitiyam. Advitiyam means no association is possible because there is nothing else to get associated. That means there is no Anjanam. So Anjanam means dirt or impurity. Ni Anjanam, Nihi Anjanam, Niranjana. So Anjana means Niranjana, means she who doesn't have any impurity. She is untainted even by Ajnanam. So this is the paramarthika level, that the self, the Devi or the self in each one of us, it is always without any taint. It is never in Ajnanam. That's why Shankara calls it a Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Atma. It is Nitya Muktam, Nitya Shuddham, because it cannot have any association. It's only because we know the I, but we associated it with, or we associate it with the body, mind, intellect. Therefore, we consider it as a limited I. We don't know the real I. But Devi is that real I who doesn't have any impurity. No impurity is possible because of Niradhara. Therefore, she is Niranjanam. We are that Niranjana Devi. That means if we know that we are that ever or Nitya Shuddha Atma, then how can worries taint us? How can actions taint us? How can thoughts taint us? How can happiness and sorrow taint us? How can dual notions taint us? Nothing will taint us because we cannot have any impurity. The next Nama is Om. Nirlepaye Namaha. So the previous Nama was about impurity. So this is, that was a specific case. Now it is general case, Lepam. So Lepam means trying to get attached to something. So attachment. For the same reason that Devi cannot have impurities, she cannot have attachment as well, because Advitiya Satyam. What else is there really to get attached? Moreover, it is blissful, it doesn't need any attachment. It cannot have any attachment, even if we say that, oh, it is Sakshi. It is there at the Vyavaharika level, that means it is along with duality, still it doesn't need any attachment at all. That impurities cannot touch it, but let's say that it can get attachment, but still it cannot get attachment, even if it is logically possible for the self, for Devi to have attachment. Attachment is impossible for Devi because Devi is Purnam, Devi is perfect. Oh, in that case, like what? Why did it say that Bhakti Gamya, Bhakti Priya, Bhakti Vashya and all? That is at the Vyavaharika level. At the Vyavaharika level, when we consider that there is duality, in such a case, where does Devi really reside is what is said by those Namas. So those are Tadastha Lakshanam, those are Lakshanam from the Vyavaharika level. Considering that the duality is there, even amidst those duality we can find the reality. Even as in the water seen in desert, we can find desert in water seen in desert. How can we find that? Very easy, just go near. In water seen in desert also you can see desert. That's how we can do that. So even in the dream world, we can try to find the person who is dreaming. That is possible. That is what is explained in those Namas. Those were at the Vyavaharika level. These Namas are at the Paramarthika level. Meaning that in reality, Devi cannot have any attachment. But for Bhaktas, she is attached, because at the Vyavaharika level, there are Bhaktas and there are Abhaktas. There are Jnanis and Ajnanis. Amidst those Jnanis and Ajnanis, when we create such distinction of Jnani and Ajnani, in that case, Devi is attached or is present with the Jnanis. So that is a way for the Ajnani. Those Namas are for Ajnanis to get out of the Ajnanam. But these Namas speak about the real nature of Devi. There is a Vyavaharika Satyam, Vyavaharika level explanation, and Paramarthika level explanation as well. So Nirlepa, she cannot have any attachment. Attachment is impossible. So the last Nama of the day is Om Nirmalaye Namaha. So Niranjana is impurity. impurity, but impurity is a like in a way we can consider impurity as I said, like impurity is specific, but we can consider a more specific type of impurity, which is dirt. So dirt is malam. So Devi is without nirmala. Devi is without any dirt. So in a more specific way we can say nirmalam, and in a generic way we can say impurity or niranjana. Or in another way, like in a better explanation, we can say niranjanam is with respect to ajnanam, whereas nirmalam is with respect to worldly dirt and other things. So both mean the same thing, that Devi is niradhara, she is advitiyam, she is advitiya brahman, she cannot have any attachment. If she is advitiya brahman, then what is the point of me knowing that such an advitiya brahman? The only point in knowing is that she is the chit in me. I am Devi, I am the chit of Devi. That is what is the benefit that we get out of knowing such a Devi. We are niradharam. We are without any malam, we are without any lepam, we are without any anjanam, we are without any ajnanam, we are without any dirt, we are without any attachment. All these are what cause sorrow in the world. Attachment causes sorrow, dirt causes sorrow, ajnanam causes sorrow, impurity causes sorrow, adharam or dependency causes sorrow. When we depend on somebody else, that causes sorrow. If we don't have any of these, then that means we are nirguna parabrahman. And the way to attain that state wherein we are always in that Devi is by bhakti, whatever has been explained previously. But knowing that it is not enough for just bhakti, having bhakti, but we should know Devi's real nature. Bhakti, the goal of Ishvara should be known. As to what is that Ishvara really, that has to be known. At the Vyavaharika level, we can say some form and other things, but what is the real nature? Then only we will be able to merge on to that Ishvara and get the real benefit of Anandam. If we need to get benefit of Anandam, we need to know that the Ishvara is Nirguna Brahman, Advitiya Satyam, our own indwelling self or Chit. That is what we need to know. Only then we will benefit. Therefore, after Bhakti, all these like Devi Swarupam is clearly explained. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskar.